Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Scandal and vice, oh sugar and spice. It's naughty but nice.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it's Monday, which means our dear friend Garrett Handsome Sexy Vogels with us. Let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is
Rob Shooter, it is tea time.
It is. So big story at the top of the show. Over the weekend, Amy Robach and TJ Holmes exited GMA. Well, we've already spotted them in Los Angeles, and they are kissing. So hours after it was announced that they would not be returning to GMA3, the co-anchors were, or should I say the former co-anchors,
were seen
holding hands and hugging, and at one point she even had her legs wrapped around him. It looked like she ran up to him and jumped into his arms. He had a huge smile. Now, all this was captured by the photographer. Some people think that is maybe not a coincidence, but the big news is they are out at GMA. They did return after the scandal broke, just for one day, but then it became clear that this was not going to work, and now the company put out a statement saying, quote, "After several productive conversations, with Amy and TJ about different options, we all agreed, that's the key word there, that it's best for everybody that they move on from ABC News, and we recognise their talents and their commitment and thankful for their contributions." What do you think?
That sounds like a very well-produced statement that they thought about before hitting send to release to the public, Rob Shooter, right? I mean, we talked about this last week, how it just seems like, where is their relationship going? Their relationship seems like the only thing that they're known for now is just making out in public and being fired from GMA. But let me ask you about this, too, like the optics of it. So this came out on a Friday afternoon, pretty much. after the news cycle is pretty much coming to an end. Like, was this meant to come out the way it did?
Yes, it was all carefully planned. The only thing that came out the way it wasn't was this relationship being announced in the Daily Mail. These right. two try to keep it under wraps. Let's remember, they didn't tell their bosses, the Daily Mail did, so... It's very complicated, isn't it? Because you think two consenting adults, they can have a relationship. But you got to remember, when you work for an organisation, particularly ABC News, you do sign all these clauses, and now they're trying to throw everything at Amy, including an accusation that she had liquor in her office. It's just sort of laughable, because a lot of people in media, maybe even you, Garrett, get sent bottles of liquor at the holidays or maybe your birthday. I know a lot of people who have liquor in their offices, but it's sealed. It's not opened. It's a bottle of champagne.
But and get this, liquor,
it was actually sent to her by the boss. The bosses, the executives, sent her that champagne that now they're saying they're fired her for. I think picking at people, if you really want to get some rid of somebody, let's be honest, you can always find a way. If you look around your office,
exactly.
Everybody's made a mistake.
And even around your office, you work for yourself, so like I'm sure you could find stuff on yourself to fire yourself.
Absolutely, I'm not wearing trousers right now, so that would be a fireable offense.
You bring shorts, it up to HR. Shorts. I'd like to complain about myself to myself, please.
What would be your complaint about you, Garrett, if you had to complain about?
My complaint about me, I would say, you know, maybe a tad bit smelly from time to time.
A little smelly.
Yeah,
mine
yeah.
would. B, I can send myself quite a vicious text.
Ooh,
or an email.
You know, it sounds weird, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
I mean?
I can come across a little harsh on the old email. So they are out. They are out. It brings us to our poll question of the day. Amy and TJ are out at GMA. Now, what do you think? Will they last now as a couple? As you said, Garrett, their job now is being this couple and being photographed around town. It feels like they're on The Bachelor or The Bachelor.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so where do they go, though? You know, will they last? And it's, you know, it's the question that you asked today, but like, do they turn to, you know, like network news, kind of like, you know, how CNBC has, you know, those two every
right.
morning? And do they get hired by Fox News, maybe? Do they get,
Could be.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it? Because let's remember, Amy did not leave NBC. She used to be on the Today Show.
Right.
So I don't think NBC's taken her back. I don't think they split on particularly good terms. ABC is not taken her back. So the only place that's left is CBS.
I think NBC does swoop in just because, you know, we see these network battles. And what is more scandalous than hiring the two people that were fired for being
right.
romantically involved and throwing them in their same spot but on a different network?
Let me give you a little bit of exclusive here. I know you
Please.
Love that on this show. I'm told that in order for them to sign their paperwork and get their lump sum, they're going to get a
right.
lot of money. They're both going to make millions here. They're not going to make Megyn Kelly 60 million type money, but they are going to make a lot of money. In order to get that money, they've got to sign a non-compete. So they're not going to be able to work for another network for 2 years. 2 years is a really long time in TV, and you can quickly be forgotten. So I think the next thing for these two, it's not going to be a fancy new job. I'm told that they're going to get engaged very soon. They did not blow up their careers to have a little romance. These two want to get engaged.
Engaged, married, that takes care, and that brings them up to the end of their non-compete in the end
That's
of two
a, they, the
years.
Reality show.
Yeah, they'll get the reality show for
having
a
the
year.
Babies.
You know, yep, have a baby. Literally, they'll do one season of a reality show, I think, Rob Shooter, and then they'll be back on some type of
News Nation with Chris Cuomo. There, you heard it here first. Hey, we want to know what you think. Go vote. Will they last? Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow. Garrett, you've got some more couples news. What are you working on?
All right, well, you know, I kind of love this, but I just don't know for the right reasons. Olivia Wilde, Jason Sudeikis, they are back together. Well, not back together, but they were seen together months after, you know, the whole big nanny drama, Harry Styles, Jason Sudeikis allegedly sitting in front of a car, laying down in front of a car because Olivia wanted to bring her salad dressing over to Harry Styles. I mean, but at the end of the day, Olivia Wilde, Jason Sudeikis, they do share children. children together. So I'm sure they were kind of doing maybe a swap of sorts of, you know, changing off kids. But they did hug it out a little bit. You know, there's a lot of more to unpeel with this, too. So Olivia Wilde, as we know, romance with Harry Styles did not work out. Her movie, Don't Worry, Darling, a lot of drama behind it, but also didn't get recognized a lot or at all by the Oscars, which there was a lot of buzz there. And then on the other side of it, Jason Sudeikis, loving life right now, just getting done shooting season 3 of Ted Lasso. Everybody wanting a little bit of Jason Sudeikis a little bit more. Do you see this couple getting back together? Possibly, I think. I think so.
Personally, I like these two as a couple. My sources tell me that he would take her back in a minute. He's willing to forgive everything, the Harry Styles stuff. The problem is here is that Olivia does not want to get back together with him romantically, but they do share children. You pointed that out. And so because of the kids, they're always going to be in one another's lives. And I love the fact that mommy and daddy can get along, or at least pretend to get along when they see each other in public. So they're going to bump into each other. They do share the kids. And so I like now that it's not at that level of war, which often couples are when they first break up. It takes time, doesn't it? It takes time to heal, to move on. I'd love to say they're getting back together. I'm not sure that that is the case, but it is lovely to see you two at least together and hugging and looking pretty friendly. Hey, this story's explosive. So Priscilla Presley is now contesting Lisa Marie Presley's will, claiming that her daughter's signature is invalid. So she's contesting the will following Lisa Marie's tragic death. She filed court documents in LA, which we've seen, and they say that there is an amendment to Lisa Marie's will that featured an invalid signature. So Priscilla is fighting to win back control of Lisa Marie Presley's will. At the moment, all of that power goes to her daughter, Riley. So I had to hit the phones and figure out what is going on here. My sources tell me it's not Lisa Marie's estate, it's Elvis Presley's. So when Lisa Marie turned 25, she inherited Graceland. She runs Graceland.
Wow.
And so she didn't make a lot of money on her own right. She didn't go out there and have a massive career as a music artist or a film star. So most of Lisa Marie's estate is actually Elvis Presley's estate. And that's why Priscilla wants it, because get this, Lisa Marie has left Graceland to her three daughters. Her son tragically committed suicide.
So I didn't know she had
three daughters. Three daughters. Two are twins. They're 14 years old. So until they are 25, they can't make any legal decisions, which means their dad will. And Lisa Marie had a really ugly divorce from this man, and the family really dislike him. So what's going on here is she's not really trying to get her daughter's estate. She's trying to get the Elvis Presley estate back.
Interesting. But, you know, like, I just hate when situations like this do occur, where it's like you just wish that everybody is, including family, when it's down to it, just everybody kind of just gets along for the greater good, you know? But I guess too much money is at stake, right?
And it's emotion, too. Like, I think, obviously, Priscilla Presley feels very differently about Elvis Presley than the grandkids do, who never met him. So their grandfather is Elvis Presley, but he had long been dead. He died when Lisa Marie was only 9 years old. So there's these three girls, one of them in their 30s, the other two, the twins, 14 years old. At 14 years old, to inherit something as valuable as Graceland is a lot of pressure. And so their guardian, who's going to be their biological father, he's the one that's going to be making all the decisions. And Priscilla and that man had a very bad relationship. Hey, let's move along. What's going on with our girl Kim Kardashian being a good mommy, I think?
Yeah, no, and it's funny how if you read the headlines, you think it's some type of clickbait type story where, you know, Kim goes crazy on paparazzo. it's a twofold story. So Kanye West obviously got into an altercation with a paparazzi in front of their kids, about their kids at one of their kids' basketball games. And then he got into another one with a fan who's recording him. But of course, what do you do? You don't ask for Kanye's thoughts on it. You go straight to his now ex-wife, Kim Kardashian, and go, hey, what do you think? And Kim, I think Kim did the right thing. You know, do not talk to me about this in front of my kids, is what she could be heard saying. And, you know, please leave. And it's so interesting. As nice as you want to be, these people that follow Kim Kardashian and Kanye, they pretty much double down and they go... But Kim, why? How come? They don't get it. Like, what? I think we've learned as little kids when someone asks you to give you the space that you need or would like, or just like, no, I would not like that, and you do it again, it's kind of like you're being the aggressor at that point, you know?
Right, that's exactly. A trick of the paparazzi. That's what they do. They want to provoke a reaction because the more you react, the more likely people are going to watch that video, which means you're going to make more money. So that's why they badger people with these questions. So after Kim said she didn't want to talk about it, she was with her kids at the time. So I get it. She really protects those kids when it comes to Kanye West. There'll be a day when they know everything. But when Kim's around, she locks it down. I'm told she does it online, on social media. She really, really protects those kids when it comes to what their dad is up to. He is under investigation, though, at the moment for confronting a fan, a woman who was filming him for alleged battery. Authorities have seen video which seemed to suggest that Kanye grabbed her phone and threw it, ripped it out of her hands. And so he departed the scene, and a crime report was taken, which will lead to an investigation. Hey, quickly before we go to break, Harry might temporarily reconcile with his family for King Charles's coronation. So sources are telling me that there might be a temporary truce between the Sussexes and the rest of the family. The family really want them there. So they don't want all this drama to upstage King Charles's big day. If they're not there, that's drama too, because we're all going to be asking, where's Harry? Where's Meghan? Are they here? So they want them there. They're not going to have an official role in the ceremony, but they should be there at the big event. I'm told there are peace talks going on at the moment to see if they can make this happen. Hey, fingers crossed. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schuster with my dear friend Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls.
Yes, bum, bum, bum.
Very, very official. So Meghan Markle's attempt to distance herself from Prince Harry's book has been going pretty well. We've not seen her in a while. Is this a good idea or a bad idea? Let's have a look. Ooh, 70% said this is a good idea. This is Harry's moment, not Meghan's. I think you have to learn how to do this as a couple, particularly a couple that's in the spotlight, like you and my good self, Carrot, although we're not a romantic couple yet. But we have to give each other a moment to shine. This is Harry's moment. It's not Meghan's. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes. Wow. So Christina Ricci slamming the backward Oscars for placing to Leslie actress nomination under investigation. So Christina slammed the Oscars, which again, the Oscars were announced, what, last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe, for placing the star Andrea Riseborough for best actress nomination under investigation. And Christina said, seems hilarious that the surprise nomination, meaning tons of money, wasn't spent to position this actress for a legitimately brilliant performance is being met with an investigation, she wrote in response to the Academy's review. She continued, so it's only the films and actors can afford the campaigns that deserve recognition. Feels elitist and exclusive and frankly very backward to me.
Yeah.
The Academy announced it will implement a review of the campaign procedures amid Andrea's surprise nomination. However, the organization did not mention Andrea or her movie by name, but I think if you can read between the lines, we are all smart. We know what that is all about.
Yes. Good for you, Christina Ricci. Her last name is Riseborough. Andrea Riseborough. It's wild, isn't it? I think she's really right here. For anybody to think that people don't campaign to get an Oscar, whether or not it be in ads in Variety, The Hollywood Reporter, or having famous friends tweet. They all do it, and so I think this feels really wrong. Good for Christina. Hey, let's do our naughties of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. I love this. Katy Perry said that she declined to work with Billie Eilish because she thought her song was boring. So Katie said she made a huge mistake by declining to work with Billie Eilish because she heard one of her songs, Ocean Eyes, one of her first big hits, and thought it was boring. They're both on the same record label. So she was sent an email about this new hot artist. Her name was Billie. Katie was like, oh, I listened to the song, and I was like, boring. And she said it was a big, big mistake, although luckily there's no bad blood between the musicians. Katie made an appearance in Billie's documentary, and also too, we spotted her husband, handsome Orlando, meeting Billie with Katie at Coachella. What a mistake to just not believe in her.
At least she admits it. You know what I mean? It's one thing to be like, oh, I never said that. You know, right. It kind of shows, you know, yes, I am human. We all make mistakes, and we can move on and grow from that. You know, that's what I get from it.
Yes. I like that. People that say that they have no regrets, I'm always very suspicious of. We all have regrets, micro and macro. One of my career regrets is 25 years ago, I was hanging out with this guy who was a booker at CBS Early Show. And CBS was way down in the ratings. So it's still the number third show. But back then it was like the number 10th show. You did the Today Show, you did GMA. And if you couldn't get your client on the Today Show or GMA, you called this guy at CBS. And they always got on CBS. I wish I'd been just 10% nicer to him, because that guy is Andy Cohen. He was the booker.
Oh my goodness.
He had a long, greasy ponytail. He was cute. But I know. What, do you have one of those regrets? Did you ever meet anybody that you could have been a little nicer to?
I think it was back in the day. I was, at the radio station, artists come in the afternoon. You know, I'm here in the morning. So
yes.
I was told, hey, this group is coming by around 12 o'clock. So I waited for 12 o'clock. Then it's 12:45. They're still not there. I was like, I'm leaving. You know what I mean? So then I get an email around 2:30. Hey, sorry, we missed you. And then it turns out to be, it was Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, who a month later won a Grammy for their album. So, So that was probably my biggest.
We've all got those stories. Hey, before we go, let's have an element of rub. You get a rub.
Yes.
So over the weekend, I've been doing these special 10-15 minute podcasts, pulling out some of the highlights from my book, The Forward Answer. This one really struck a nerve, and thank you for all the DMs. So what I spoke about, and just a quick highlight here, is we all deserve to have a team, a squad who cheer us on. A team of supporters that celebrates and encourages our success. And the only way to get such a squad, how do we get one? The only way is to build it. Surround yourself with people who are kind and have your best interest at heart. And get this is the key. It starts with you.
Yes.
I've become my own cheerleader, Garrett. I've always had great friends around me and lovely people who really do want me to succeed. But the little spoiler in the mix was me. I was the mean girl. I was so mean to myself. I don't do that anymore, and neither should you. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can.
Yes.
And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha. You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.